Rope thatching in particular in County Donegal is severely under threat. We have evidence to suggest that over the past 15 years that we've lost 27% of our historic thatch properties, and most of them would have been rope thatch properties. So this initiative under the Rope Thatch Mentorship Scheme really is to try and to encourage people to consider a career in thatching in the county, in particular rope thatching.
Now, you do have a school established in Kilcloonie in thatching. A number of people have gone through that. One of its graduates, per se, one of its participants, is the first person to take part in this mentorship scheme. Obviously, you're going to hope that there's more to follow here.
Yeah, that's right. The New Donegal Thatching School in Kilcloonie is very much a community-run initiative, but we're working with them as part of the Rope Thatch Mentorship Scheme, and we're looking at people sort of who have gone through that, have taken a course there, and who are interested in pursuing a career in rope thatching. And the first awardee is David McFerrin. David is originally from County Down, but with family connections in Inishowen, and he'll be working alongside Brian Lafferty, who's a master rope thatcher from Inishowen. And Brian will give him instruction in the skill of rope thatching, the use of thatch materials, the repair of historic thatch roofs, which is really important, and also will provide him with hands-on experience of rope thatching. And that really should set him up quite well in terms of pursuing that career.
How many people do you believe you need to become qualified in and skilled at rope thatching in order to ensure that not only is the skill maintained and the craft maintained, but the 10% of rope thatched homes and rope thatched buildings in the county you believe to be at risk at the moment can actually be tackled and can be preserved?
Yeah, well, we estimate that there are over 300 thatch properties still surviving in County Donegal. There are a number of grant schemes that are available both at county level and nationally. And the difficulty we have now is finding thatchers, and particularly rope thatchers, to do that work in terms of historic thatch repairs. So really, I mean, we have maybe sort of less than a handful of thatchers that are active in the county, most of them on a part-time basis. So really, we would need about four other really kind of rope thatchers, I suppose, in the county to meet the current demand. And like I said, you know, it's a case that, even the ones that are in quite good condition now will need, you know, ongoing repairs and maintenance over the coming years. In time as well, they'll need full rethatches. And again, we need to have those skills available. And it will take a few years for people to develop those skills as well. And there is a national initiative as well in Carlow Kilkenny at the Education and Training Board there, a one-year course to develop people sort of who are interested in thatching, to develop the skill of thatching. But like I said, it would probably take two or three years to see the benefits of those schemes coming through. So our mentorship scheme really is to address the crisis, I suppose, that the rope thatch in this county is experiencing at the moment. And we're very keen to get somebody working alongside, like I said, the master rope thatcher, Brian Lafferty, so that he can hand on his skills to future generations.